News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Jamaica Teachers Association, JTA, which represents the majority of the island's public school teachers, has accepted the government's 7% pay increase offer. A press release issued by the JTA said the teachers voted to accept the wage offer of a 4% increase in the first year of the two-year contract and a 3% increase in the second year. The vote was taken earlier this week at the JTA's 51st annual conference in St. James. It is reported that the vote was near 2-1 in favor of accepting the offer. With the JTA accepting the government's wage offer, most of the unions under the umbrella of the Jamaica Confederation of Trade Unions, JCTU, have now signed on to the deal. Government officials and representatives of the JCTU, representing several public sector workers, signed off on the heads of agreement on August 11 during a ceremony at the office of the Prime Minister. Cabinet has given approval for the establishment of a national sports museum on lands in the vicinity of the National Stadium. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the site chosen is along Arthur Wint Drive beside the renowned statue of Bob Marley. The minister says the construction of the museum, which is in the preliminary planning stage, is part of wider plans to transform the National Stadium complex into a sporting village. She adds that when completed, the museum will boast a wide range of features.
It will be an interactive museum. You'll be able to have some audiovisual contact. You'll be able to do a little racing against an athlete of prominence. And so kids will come and enjoy it. We are appealing to the diaspora. We will need additional funding and contributions to be able to get to the point of building.
The sports minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The government on Tuesday signed a contract valued at over $12 million for the construction of a major bridge on Barbican Way in St. Andrew, which links most of the communities in the area. Work on the new bridge will be carried out over the next 4 months. It will replace the old structure built several years ago, which has been deemed unsafe for pedestrians. State Minister for Transport, Works and Housing Richard Azan says the bridge will be able to accommodate two lanes of traffic.
We wouldn't want to put up a single lane bridge again, because I think we have passed that all the bridges that we are doing to make sure that you have a two-way traffic and to make sure that areas like that you have a little sidewalk.
Minister Azan says the Barbican Bridge is one of several that will be rehabilitated or built during the current financial year. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, is urging students to regularize their smarter cards in time for the new school year, which begins on Monday, September 7. Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark, says by getting this done early, school children avoid running into problems at the start of the school term.
It is very important that from now until the end, until August 29th, that these students do everything in their power, themselves and their parents, to fix the situation as it relates to their back-to-school preparation. If they have lost or had their cards damaged, they need to come in and have the replacement cards. What we don't want is September morning for them to hit the road and have any difficulty.
Mr. Clark is also appealing to students above 12 years old to visit their nearest JUTC locations in order to have the profiles on their smarter cards updated. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Did you know that the Petro-Caribe Agreement contributes to Jamaica's energy security and promotes the social and economic development of our country?
Jamaica benefits from this agreement in many ways, such as
enjoying a generous repayment period for oil purchased from Venezuela,
supporting the development of our human capital through investments in education, job creation, and community development,
the ability to access resources to improve Jamaica's physical and social infrastructure, energy security, and diversification.
The Petro-Caribe Development Fund, committed to Jamaica's development.